Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 46 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
I need to find a way to work around their disability and stay enrolled.
Moorhead State University students in one demographic have higher than average retention rates.
MSU will host an education abroad fair on Monday.
The Elliott County Fiddlers are hosting a square dance fundraiser on Saturday.
A Davies County student was taken to the hospital after a vaping overdose.
A Johnson County teen is in custody after threatening the school.
In sports, Moorhead State women host Stetson tonight for the first game of the Eagle Invitational.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 26 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Enrollment numbers for Kentucky students are in, and one group at Moorhead State University has one of the highest retention rates in the state. That's according to the State Council on Post-Secondary Education. While MSU's overall retention for the 2017-18 year is 73.69%, students with disabilities have an 80.2% retention rate. Evangeline Day is the Disability Services Coordinator at MSU. She says one trend fueling the continued growth is emotional support animals.
To qualify for one, you must have been diagnosed with a psychiatric disorder. So people who hadn't a reason, you know, who were managing okay without academic accommodations, but suddenly now they're so aware of, oh, I could have an emotional support animal if I register my disability.
The University of Kentucky has the highest retention rates in the state overall at 84.5%. Kentucky State had the lowest rate at 56.05%.
Moorhead State University will host an Education Abroad Fair Monday. The fair will feature courses offered for spring 2020 with destinations including Ireland, Greece, and Austria. Aaron Hirsch is the coordinator for MSU's Education Abroad. He says the fair offers a wide array of information for students seeking education through travel.
With a lot of students, if they're kind of figuring out, you know, if it works, how it works, we try to say, you know, this is something for us. It's the idea of not just necessarily going to travel for the experience, but going abroad with the idea that it's going to help you essentially help you with your career down the line, help you get the job or the career you're looking for by making you a unique candidate.
The fair will take place Monday from 10:30 to 1:30 on the second floor of the Adrian Dorn University Center.
A square dance to benefit the Elliott County Fiddlers Convention will take place tomorrow evening. The Turkey Day Square Dance and Old Time Concert will be at the Elliott County Performing Arts Center from 6 to 8 p.m., with all proceeds going towards the convention. Steve Middleton is a member of the New Beckham County Ramblers, one of the bands performing at the event. He says some people may be hesitant about going to a square dance if they've never attended one before, but they really shouldn't be.
There'll be a caller, and you know, so unless you're an experienced square dancer, which there's not too many in the general population, a lot of people are a bit confused or nervous by it. Square dancing is really easy. And so there's no experience needed. Mostly it's just the thing for a community to get together and listen to music and have fun.
Also performing will be Clarence Gillian and a new group, along with the Moorhead State University Old Time Ensemble. There's a $5 fee at the door with no cost to children under 13.
The Johnson County Animal Shelter held a fundraiser last weekend to continue helping animals throughout the winter months. The shelter hosted a chili dinner gospel sing on Sunday. Lisa Roberts is the president and manager of the shelter. She tells WYMT the charity should help throughout the winter.
Ordinarily, starting in the fall and the winter, our population goes down, but we've not seen a decrease for some reason. And we're seeing that all over eastern Kentucky. This is our second one. So hopefully this will just grow.
To learn more about how to help the Johnson County Animal Shelter, contact them at 606-297-7387.
Governor-elect Andy Beshear has announced J. Michael Brown will lead his transition team. Kentucky educators will be the grand marshal of the inaugural parade, and his new administration is already gathering information needed to present its first budget in short order. Pressed on how he plans to work with the Republican-led legislature on priorities where there isn't much appetite, like expanded gaming, Beshear said it's time to sit down and see where lawmakers can come together.
Well, I believe that we've already seen some folks from either party working on some of those areas. I believe that there is going to be a sports gaming bill filed by a Republican representative. We're going to take a close look at that, and we're going to engage in discussions on all the other areas. I believe that everybody now can take a breath and we can look forward to the future, and that everybody gets to sit down and decide, what do we want that future to look like?
While outgoing Governor Matt Bevin had not made an official concession call to Beshear as of 3 o'clock yesterday, Beshear thanked the governor for working to create a smooth transition. The Beshears plan to move into the governor's mansion full-time.
Activists gathered by the federal courthouse in Lexington on Wednesday to call on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for support. Protesters believe Trump committed impeachable offenses and want McConnell to support the removal of President Donald Trump if the proceedings move to the Senate. Aaron Viles is a democracy organizer of MoveOn.org. He tells LAX 18 it seems clear that Trump abused the power of his office.
He used corrupt methods to try to influence the election, and he needs to be impeached and removed from office. Corruption, it's offensive to hear about it, to see it, and I think whatever party you are, you should be able to understand that. I think this will build. I think the more the public is aware of what's going on, I think it'll be a lot harder for our senators to hold that line.
McConnell has dismissed the impeachment proceedings as a partisan exercise that has deprived Trump of due process.
Drug-resistant infections have been on the rise. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
National health officials say the so-called superbugs have the potential to set medical care back a century, growing to nearly 3 million infections in 2017. A study released Wednesday by the Center for Disease Control reveals drug-resistant infection-related deaths have gone down by 18% from 44,000 deaths in 2013 to 36,000 deaths in 2017. The decline is mainly attributed to an intense effort in hospitals to control the spread of particularly dangerous infections. Antibiotics first became widely available almost 60 years ago, but as decades passed, some antibiotics stopped working. Experts say their overuse and misuse have helped make them less effective. In addition to a more sparing use of antibiotics as treatment, the CDC says government funding for labs have helped investigators find the resistant bacteria and take steps to combat them. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
A Daviess County High School student was taken to the hospital after a reported vaping overdose. The report says the school resource officer was contacted by the school staff, who said they transferred the juvenile female to Owensboro Health Regional Hospital. Deputies say there will be additional charges for at least six other juveniles with various drug charges. Authorities said the juvenile female who was taken to the hospital has been treated and released. The substance she was vaping will be sent to the Kentucky State Police Lab to be tested. According to WKYT, school staff and school resource officers are still investigating. The incident comes in the wake of a report from the Hey Tutor Education Group that found the Lexington area has the fourth highest e-cigarette population in the country.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
As many schools across eastern Kentucky were closed earlier this week due to cold weather, it was a different situation in Johnson County after a threat was made to the school system. The system worked alongside Johnson County Sheriff's Office and Paintsville City Police Department to identify the person who made the threat. Superintendent Tom Cochran tells WIMT a generalized threat was made towards the schools on Wednesday.
the time we live in, those things, everything said, has to be taken seriously. We were fortunate in that we received information at a time when no student was in harm's way.
Cochran said the person was identified and placed in custody. The juvenile is facing charges and has been taken to a detention center.
Kentucky State Police are investigating after crews found a child's body in a fire this morning in Pike County. Someone called 911 around 4 a.m. in the Stone community, reporting a house fire and someone possibly still inside. The body of an 11-year-old girl was found around 5:30 a.m. According to WYMT, officials say the girl's mother was injured in the fire as well. Her mother is at Pikeville Medical Center with smoke inhalation and serious burns. Officials have not released the cause of the fire at this time. The child attended Mullen School, and officials posted on the school's Facebook that grief counselors will be available for all students on Monday.
Lexington police have identified a suspect in a deadly shooting. 31-year-old DeMarcus Spice Hill has an active warrant for murder. Hill is accused of shooting 22-year-old Darius Bolden on Hollow Creek Drive on Thursday. Police say Hill approached a white car and fired multiple shots. Bolden, a passenger in the car, was struck in the head. The driver of the car was not injured and drove to a home on Radcliffe Road. From there, Bolden was taken to the hospital where he later died. Anyone with information about Hill is asked to contact the Lexington Police Department. Anonymous tips, including photos and videos, can be submitted by texting LEXPD plus the tip to CRIMES.
After releasing body cam video earlier this week, officers in Lexington have made an arrest. Police have been asking for information on 22-year-old Austin Wall, who appears in the video. Officers were called to a gas station on Georgetown Road on August 25th, where two people were reported to be sleeping or unconscious in their car. WKYT reports when officers arrived to investigate, Wall gave them a fake name and almost hit them with his car while fleeing. Wall is now in the Fayette County Detention Center.
The Pulaski County Sheriff's Office has made another arrest in the murder case of 25-year-old Leanna Brumley. 33-year-old Daniel Powell was arrested after the discovery of human bones believed to be that of Brumley were found. Faith Duggins, Brumley's sister, tells WYMT her sister spoke to everyone on social media.
I mean, we all expected Leanna to just, like, come out of nowhere, but she didn't. So if you talked to her, she'd talk to you. So I think it was one of them things of, like, Leanna just talked to her on Facebook.
Brumley has been missing since May of this year. Officials believe she was killed at the same time that she disappeared. Last month, police arrested Corky Hendricks on unrelated indictment warrants, but said he is also a person of interest in Brumley's case.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 48. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 26. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. Sunday, increasing clouds with a high near 52. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 49. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 48.
Taking a look at current temperatures around the region, it's 48 degrees in Grayson, 49 degrees in Inez, 43 over in Winchester, 50 degrees in Ashland, it's 44 in Lexington, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 47 degrees. On our feature segment today, abandoned coal mines in Appalachia may have a new life. Diane Bernard has more.
A coalition of development groups in central Appalachia aims to give new life to abandoned coal mines in the region by transforming them into sustainable, environmentally friendly businesses, many in poverty-stricken areas. A new report by the Reclaiming Appalachia Coalition profiles 19 projects in development by the group. One of them, in Morgantown, hopes to turn a strip mine site into a composting facility using food waste from nearby West Virginia University, according to Jacob Hanna with the Coalfield Development Corporation, a member of the coalition.
All this will be done through a workforce development training segment as well, helping people coming out of opioid recovery and training them in that new industry as well, sort of helping them transition back into the economy.
He says the West Virginia Reuse Center still needs full funding and, once completed, will be the first commercial composting business in the region, establishing an entirely new industry in central Appalachia. Hanna says the Reuse Center is expected to cost a little more than $3 million and contribute almost $2.5 million in earnings to employees. It will provide 54 jobs using what Hanna describes as a 33-6-3 model, meaning an employee will work 33 hours a week, then spend 6 hours of the week in school earning a degree, and 3 hours a week with a mentor to re-equip people with life skills to succeed. He says the coalition is taking a chance on both the land and the residents.
This coalition is really, honestly, very brave in taking on the risks and the unknowing nature of the kind of work that we're doing here and trying to create new solutions that aren't just, you know, lofty sounding in nature, but also really life-changing on the ground level for people here.
Since 2017, the coalition has built a range of businesses, including a fish farm, recycling plants, and bike trails on former coal sites in West Virginia, Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. For West Virginia News Service, I'm Diane Bernard reporting.
It's 4:46 and 46 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful and cold Friday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Morehead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
MSU women's basketball team welcomes St. Francis tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Todd Martin. The Morehead State women's basketball team takes to the court this weekend for their first home games of the regular season. The Eagles square off against Stetson and St. Francis as part of the Eagle Invitational. MSU head coach Greg Todd says these two contests will be a great chance for some of his younger players to get quality minutes.
They've been working very hard, tried to, you know, getting a, got a great condition, and now working on the skills. We've been working very hard, and Hillsdale's Division II school. That's, you know, will be a tough matchup for us, I think.
MSU takes on Stetson tonight at 6 p.m. and St. Francis on 1 p.m. on Sunday. Both games can be streamed live on ESPN Plus or heard on our sister station, WIVY 96.3. The Morehead State University men's basketball team is preparing for a quick turnaround this weekend. The Eagles got the win over Presbyterian last night, 77-55, and must now get ready for a home contest against Maryland Eastern Shore. Head coach Preston Spradlin says the short time between games is one of several variables heading in.
Getting ready for an Eastern Shore team on Saturday, with the little bit that I do know about them that I've seen, is they're going to really try to scramble that game up with multiple defenses, a lot of pressing, a lot of trapping, a lot of ball pressure, and try to take you out of what you're going to do. So that's going to be a stat that we're going to have to try to carry over to Saturday, and we got to really commend our guys for coming on the road and limiting to 10 turnovers is pretty good.
Tip-off at Johnson Arena tomorrow is set for 6 p.m. The Morehead State University football team is heading to San Diego for their final road contest of the season. The Eagles enter the game with a 5-5 record overall and 3-3 in the conference. Head coach Rob Tenier says it will be a true battle for his guys, especially in a season that's been plagued with injuries.
That's been kind of our Achilles heel. You know, we're in our seventh safety on defense, and we're pretty beat up, but we're finding a way to get it done. We're having a lot of young players step up and play a larger role than probably anticipated, and And so, you know, it's that point in the season where you're going to play hurt a little bit, and we just got to figure out a way to go out and execute at a really high level to give us a chance to win.
Kickoff tomorrow will be at 5 o'clock. The game can be heard on WIVY. The Morehead State volleyball team is on the road tomorrow. They'll face off with Murray State for the final matchup of the regular season. This is the first time the two teams have faced off this season. Head coach Jimmy Gordon says his team is tied for first place in the Ohio Valley Conference.
So we do control our own destiny as far as having the opportunity to compete for a regular season championship and title. But we're going to have to go on the road against two of our biggest rivals in order to do that. We've talked early on in the season with the team that if you're going to win a championship, you need to do it on the road.
First serve is set for 5 p.m. Live stats will be available on msueagles.com. Fort Campbell soldiers and other military and first responders are being treated to a day of sports events at Murray State University this weekend. The Kentucky University says armed forces from Fort Campbell will have equipment and vehicles set up at Roy Stewart Stadium. It says more than 100 soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division are expected to arrive in a convoy. Soldiers will then join the football team on the racer walk. Senior day activities will also be held, and Murray State plays Austin Peay that afternoon. Later, the volleyball team takes on Morehead State, and the men's basketball team hosts Brescia. First responders and current and former military will receive complimentary admission with ID at gates 3, 4, or 6. Fort Campbell's special guests can pick up their ticket at gate 4. And finally, in sports this afternoon, the University of Kentucky football team is looking for redemption this weekend. The Wildcats will be on the road to take on Vanderbilt tomorrow. The team is coming off a close loss from Tennessee, where they fell 17-14. Still, head coach Mark Stoops tells UK Athletics his guys are ready to bounce back.
Proud of our team with the way they've responded this week, the way they've bounced back. I really feel like coming off a tough loss, they had their focus early in the week. Anytime you come off a tough loss like that, you have to bounce back quick. And I'm proud of our team and the way they've responded. I feel good about it. You know, hopefully it'll carry over to Saturday. We'll go down there and play a good, complete football game.
Kickoff tomorrow is set for 3:30. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Ty Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball will host the Eagle Invitational this weekend, playing Stetson tonight at 6 p.m. and St. Francis at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials hit a fresh record high after White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said China and the U.S. were getting close to reaching a trade deal. And at the close, the Dow had a gain of 222.73, finishing at a record high of 28,004.69. The S&P 500 was up 23.82 at 3120.45, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 61.81 at 8540.83. Trade-sensitive names such as Caterpillar, Boeing, Apple, and Micron Technology all rose at least 1%. Gold, meanwhile, fell 0.3% to $1,468 per ounce as safe haven assets pulled back broadly. Healthcare stocks were up 2% after the Trump administration released a plan that would force hospitals and insurance companies to disclose the rates they negotiated. UnitedHealth, Humana, and Danaher all were up more than 4%. In economic news today, you had mixed data on the U.S. consumer as retail sales grew by 0.3% in October, which was above estimates of 0.2%. However, the data also showed big-ticket purchases dropped last month. And, of course, yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said he does not see signs of bubbles brewing amid concerns over higher corporate and government debt. And certainly the market took those words to heart today as definitely the mood was risk off. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.8% at $57.79 a barrel. Gold, as mentioned, was weak, down 0.4% at $1,466.90 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a fair day with the Stock 600 index up 0.4%. Say in the Far East, markets were mixed with the Nikkei up 0.7% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.625%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 29 cents at 30.07, UPS up 61 cents at 123.73, Dollar General up 69 cents at 160.18, Marathon Petroleum up 24 cents at 64.69, and Anthem was up 15.83, finishing at 297.84. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Taking another look at the weather for your region, including the cities of Olive Hill, Inez, and Ashland. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low around 26. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 46. Saturday night, clear, a low around 22. On Sunday, increasing clouds with a high near 52. Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 32 degrees. And for your Monday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, Moorhead State University will host an Education Abroad Fair for interested students from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Monday, November 18th. The fair will be held on the second floor of the Adrian Dorn University Center. Information will be available for spring and summer courses offered in Ireland, Greece, Australia, Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
The Community Recycling Center, located near Moorhead City Park, offers paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Cost is $15 per hour, secure and confidential. Drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250.
The community is invited to a book reading by author Janice Morgan. She'll read and sign copies of her book, Suspended Sentence, a memoir, at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November the 21st.
The Star Theater at Moorhead State University offers public planetarium shows every Saturday at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Each one-hour show features a full-dome video presentation, followed by a Star Talk highlighting what visitors can see in their own backyards. Schedule and visitor information can be found at moorheadstate.edu/startheater.
The MSU Adult Learning Center provides new books to children through a storybook Christmas. Books may be donated here at Moorhead State Public Radio until Friday, November 29th, or at other locations throughout Moorhead and Rowan County. Financial gifts are also accepted. More information is available at 783-2871.
The 33rd Annual Advent Musical will be held at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, December 1st at the Ascension Episcopal Church in Mount Sterling. Reception follows at the Gateway Regional Arts Center. Non-perishable food donations accepted to support the Sterling Community Food Coalition. Tickets are $25 and available at Roof Hunt Candies or the Gateway Regional Arts Center.
The Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, December the 2nd, at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or a related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues. Coming up next on All Things Considered, prices increasing for visas to foreign nationals who invest in American companies. Roger Stone, political operative and Trump aide, is found guilty in false statement trial. And former State Department employee Dan Feldman spends a little time on his time working with David Holmes. All that's coming up on All Things Considered at 5 o'clock. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Nacogdoches Miller, Ty Martin, Chanasty Davis, Chaz Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, Keneally Roberts, and Sarah Mead. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, And our feature segment today came from the West Virginia News Service's Connections, Diane Bernard. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.